now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sue Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The top dog, the sweet kitten, and the swollen goat.
Swollen goat.
I hear you got Tyler Perry in the studio today.
Yes. Say hello, TP.
Who, am I the swollen goat? What the hell? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What's going on, Tyler?
Well, nothing much, man. How you doing?
All righty. A lot worse than you are.
What's happening, man?
I'm broke. What up, TJ, man? Thank God it's Friday. Is it me or is it Jay that this week went by quicker than Dallas Mavericks getting swept in the playoffs?
Golly, yeah.
I guess that's what happened when you work 4 days a week. Oh. And you show up 3 hours late for a four-hour job.
Oh.
Jay?
Tom Sibley, this mofo's crazy. He makes more money in 4 hours than all of John Travolta's masseuses combined. Jay, you contender number one. But did y'all hear the latest on John Travolta's masseur gate?
Yes.
Man, they trying to get shorty. I don't know if these allegations are pulp fiction or not, but a third masseur is saying John Travolta offered him 12 stacks to grease his chili palmer.
Wow. Huggy.
John was on a Royal Caribbean cruise getting a massage and waiting, you know, one of the little secret services. Right, but the masseur turned down John Doe. Now, I don't know how much they make on those cruise ships, but I know that the stateroom attendants are real happy when I tip them $5. And this masseur supposedly turned down 12 G's?
Right.
Please, I don't believe that, shiggity. For 12 G's, that masseur would have had on a dress like Olivia Newton-John in Grease, holding John Travolta's hand like they came on a cruise together. All in the windjammer, eating breakfast, in Studio B, partying, and dancing in the dungeon. 12 G's might as well nighttime. Contender number two, the Dallas Mavericks. Holy old folks home, Batman. How the hell are you the defending champions and get swept in 4 games? Them young boys at OKC was beating the Mavericks so bad, I heard Mark Cuban was thinking about recruiting 2 new players to replace his other new players, Lamar and Chloe.
Wow.
One player for his offensive skills, another for his defensive ability. Yep, those 2 players are Ron Artest and Metta World Peace. You know those are 2 people, right? Sybil, I'm sorry about Chicago.
Thank you, Huggy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And those poor Knicks. Tom, these teams are dropping out the playoffs like they Republican presidential candidates. Contender number 3, Sugar Shane Mosley, a.k.a. Sugar Shane Mosley.
Shame.
Tom, after seeing Sugar Shane fight Alvarez on that Mayweather undercard, it's time for Shane Mosley to retire the sugar from his name. His new name is Splendor Shane. Contender number 4 is me, Tom.
You calling
yourself? Huggy Lowdown. Tom, me and Chris Paul was performing last night at the Improv here in Houston where we're going to be till Sunday. And a young lady showed me a picture she had taken of me the last time I was in Houston. And I had on the same damn outfit. A year later, I got to be the Bama of the Week for that shiggity. Huggy Lowdown, you are the Bama of the Week, week. And happy Mother's Day to all you single mothers, married mothers, baby mothers, crazy mothers, proud mothers, and loud mothers and cougars.
Watch it.
And it's hard to shop for moms, ain't it, Tom?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had a mother like Keisha Cole. I'd just buy a bottle of Patron. And a mixtape by 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz. Hey, Tom, would you get a baby mother for Mother's Day?
What do you?
Do they have baby Mother's Day cards? I mean, what would the card read? Even though we're not together forever like we thought, from 18 minutes to 18 years of paying your child support, happy freaking baby Mother's Day. Huggy Lowdown, you are the Bama of the week.
Week.
I got to go to the Galleria. Give me some gear.